Hi, I'm Hannah Brasinger.
And I'm managing editor Ben Schachman. Hannah, you've been following the history of WAVE for some time now. Can you tell us, what's the latest development for the public transportation?
Yeah, the latest development on WAVE is last week on October 22nd, the WAVE board met, and they approved the TransPro final route recommendations. And TransPro is the consulting firm that was contracted by New Hanover County to work with WAVE to kind of develop this new system.
Right, and this comes out of a debate over really what WAVE is supposed to be doing. I think we saw some major upheaval earlier in the year. And part of this, it looks like they're moving away from what's called a coverage model. And what does that mean for the riders?
Yeah, so a coverage model kind of refers to, it's known as more like kind of a regional model, if that makes sense. So that would pertain to the routes outside of inner city Wilmington, longer riding times, and it's less economically efficient because there's less demand. So they're kind of moving away from that, and they're actually cutting a lot of routes in the outlying areas. So not necessarily in the city of Wilmington, but in the county areas. And they're going to implement this ride sharing program. And so what that means is that people who normally take those routes that aren't in the inner city, they will take an Uber or a Lyft. They're not sure what the company would be yet, but that would take them to a station, and then they would take one of the inner city routes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, so I think a lot of that still needs to get worked out in the future, but that's the basic idea.
Yes.
It's worth pointing out, though, that the WAVE has a new board that was recently put together earlier this year, and there's not total agreement on how to approach this issue.
No, there isn't. And it's, you know, WAVE is really interesting because there aren't a lot of public transportation companies like this where you have the city and the county working on something together like this. And so there's been some headbutting, and a lot of that has pertained to TransPro. And back in September, the city council was supposed to move forward a resolution that would fund their part of TransPro's contract. And they kept delaying that. And council members criticized TransPro because they don't like the ride-sharing model, and they don't think it's going to prioritize riders. They wanted TransPro to have more local input. And Kevin O'Grady kind of kicked off that critique, and this is Kevin.
You know, the vision I get in my head is that the poor people down on Baltic Avenue, they got to ride the bus if they can get to it, but Mr. Big with his top hat and cigar is sitting in the back seat of his Uber, and it's being subsidized by the government. I mean, this is absurd.
But despite that criticism, County Manager Chris Coudray has stood by TransPro and its report, and here's what he had to say.
The work of TransPro, in my opinion, is absolutely in keeping with the charter and the resolution adopted by the County Commission and the City Council.
I also want to mention, in regards to the council and the county, that while TransPro's new route recommendations were approved, the four city appointees did not vote in favor. So the vote was 5-4.
Gotcha. Yeah, so it seems like there's still two minds about this issue, and it's definitely something we'll keep an eye on moving forward and maybe take a deep dive in the future. But real quick, before we leave, there's two more developments you wanted to touch on.
Yeah, so the most recent development has obviously been, as far as the pandemic goes, fares are going to be reinstated. Before that, WAVE is also going to open its stations again to public access, and all vehicles are going to be equipped with personal protective barriers around the drivers. And then the other thing is that WAVE is going to announce its new executive director in the coming days. That's according to Chris Coudray. So we'll be seeing how that turns out and who that person is.
All right. Thank you so much, Hannah.
All right. Thanks, Ben.